The Princess of South Beach is available in English and in Spanish. This is the English episode. Si quieres el episodio en español, regresa al feed y selecciona el episodio con el título en español.
Yo soy la auténtica, la más guapa, codiciada y excéntrica. Deseada, envidiada y fantástica. Soy la Princess of South Beach.
Previously on The Princess of South Beach. Poor little orphan Maria del Carmen has woken up in the home of the model and influencer Gloria Calderon, that's me, after the tragic accident that led to my death. Boo. Of course, no one knew we were identical twins, so she's got everyone fooled. She met my boyfriend Raul and my parents, the richest couple in Florida, and just when she thought this fairy tale life was hers to keep, she discovered a mysterious letter in my diary that said,
Gloria, if you're reading this letter, you need to know that your whole life has been a lie. Dios mío, what does this mean? Maybe I shouldn't be reading this. Or should I? Gloria, I know that...
Gloria, Dr. Hidalgo was in surgery, but don't worry. I got Dr. Constantino to come.
The doctor! See, I just need a few minutes.
Okay, but hurry up. You know how he is.
Yes! I know how he is, of course I do. What the hell am I doing? There's no way I can pull this off. I should just tell the truth about who I really am, but then I'll never find out how I ended up at that orphanage / convent, or what's in these letters? What should I do? Why am I monologuing to myself?
Lista?
I'm ready! I'm good, come in.
Oh, Gloria, Gloria, my little cookie muffin pie. What are we gonna do with you?
Good morning.
You know, sweetheart, normally I don't do house calls, but hey, those turmeric and charcoal colonics don't pay for themselves.
What?
Alrighty, let's take a look. Oh, no, you look terrible.
What?
I mean, totally unscathed from the accident, but we need to schedule you for a chemical peel. Those pores are a travesty. Here come the chemical peel police. Gonna arrest you. All right, don't move now. Okay. Listen, open up. Say, with me. Wait. That's weird. I could have sworn you had your tonsils removed. Anyway, how you been feeling? Nausea, dizziness, temporary amnesia? You got your period?
Yeah, the amnesia. I definitely had that.
Hey! What on earth is going on with these ears?
Ow.
We had them tucked back when you were like 12. You look like, I don't know, Dumbo.
I had an ear growth spurt. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Anyway, something is not okay. I don't know what's happening.
Okay, doctor, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Ooh, the truth. The tea. Bring it on, sister.
I am not Gloria Calderon. I don't even know who that is. My name is Maria del Carmen, and I grew up in a convent not too far from here. I left because I wanted to explore the world, and so I came to South Beach, and I was working as a lifeguard when I suddenly saw a boat crash into a huge rock. And I tried to save the driver, but when I looked at the driver, it was me, except it wasn't me. It was my twin, which I didn't even know I had, and I couldn't save her. And when I came out of the water, everyone thought I was Gloria, and now I'm here.
Oh. I'm crying.
Wait.
Delightful. Oh, Gloria, how do you come up with these things, I wonder?
What?
Well, you've always loved those telenovelas. You at a convent working as a lifeguard?
No.
No, twins. Classic. Ooh, you should write it up and send it to Hollywood. Yeah, oh, you know what I would add? An attractive doctor friend who she tells all her secrets to.
No, but doctor.
All right, sweetheart, I'm going to leave you to rest, but I expect to see you in my office for that chemical peel ASAP. Capiche? Luisa, Gloria's doing okay, but we need to take her recovery more seriously.
Oh.
With the amnesia and, the pores. No, this is serious. She needs more treatment.
Oh, my God. Should we take her to the hospital?
Hospital? No. The spa, but like yesterday.
Nice try, little sis. But looks like you're stuck in the glamorous life for now. Meanwhile, across town, Esteban is enjoying a little time with the boys.
Hey, cheers to your retirement, Mayor.
Thank you. I had a good run, but now I'm looking forward to some rest. Living under public scrutiny all the time is absolutely exhausting, you know?
Wait, Alcalde, look, I'd imagine that owning all those yachts and a private island in Dubai makes up for it, no?
Oh, well, absolutely.
Yeah, don't forget about all those gorgeous ladies you met while doing your rounds across the country,
they
right?
met me. I just stood there.
But what do you mean, Nacho? The mayor is a happily married man. I have never met anyone more faithful in my life.
Oh, faithful, yes.
Well, you know, if you cross state lines, then it's no longer considered cheating.
Is that right?
I think a lawyer friend told me that once.
No, you don't. But in all honesty, it's always a pleasure to see you, Mr. Mayor. I wanted to ask, did you manage to get that permit on those lands we talked about?
Carajo, Esteban.
Coño.
I tried, but nowadays getting anything done is so impossible. Mm-hmm. The liberals, the armpit hairy women liberals, the snowflake vegetarian, you know who they are. They don't let us do anything. They're always crying about some endangered fish, some little pumpkin that didn't get its nutrition, a clouded thing. Oh.
Listen, what do you expect? These are the same people who constantly undermine our Christian values.
Amen? Exactly, yes. 100%. Well, I certainly do hope that the next mayor has what it takes to go toe-to-toe with Alicia Mendez, carajo. I hear she's gunning for my spot.
A liberal woman mayor? Por favor, what's next? Universal healthcare and gulags? This is communism. Well, we're sad to see you go, but you know, cheers to your retirement.
Salud.
Salud.
Salud. Cheers, everyone.
Salud, amigos.
Cheers.
Salud. Salud.
Oh, that's fresh. That's fresh.
Hey, oye, Esteban, Nacho, I hope to see you soon on the golf course.
And hey, maybe I'll have a couple of lady friends. Tag along so we can all have some good old-fashioned fun.
Yeah, bring about that.
If you catch my drift, huh?
I hope you do. I was being very explicit.
No, I remember that time on that golf cart. You remember that?
you grabbed
the nine iron.
It was the nine iron. You said it was the putter. Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I barely remember that, actually.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Cuídate. Hey, say hi to your wife.
Yeah, I'm not seeing her tonight, but gentlemen, it's great seeing you.
Oye, with him gone, we have to make sure that we have the same close relationship with the next mayor. I mean, Alicia Mendez.
No.
That would be a disaster.
No. Esteban, listen to me. What if we make sure Alicia never wins?
What do you mean?
Yeah. What if we could guarantee that the next mayor shares 100% of our agenda, and we won't have to wait on his or her authorization for anything?
Well, that would mean that we could skip all that bureaucratic mumbo-jumbo to get our hands on those lands we want, but how would we even go about finding someone like that?
You're looking at him.
You mean you?
No. No, Esteban, no, you're standing in front of a mirror. I mean you.
Nacho, do you think the time has finally come? Do you think I should run for mayor?
Esteban, I can't imagine a better qualified candidate.
Mayor Calderon! Look, it has a nice ring to it, don't you think?
Looks like Nacho and Papi are having a little political epiphany. Let's see how Maria del Carmen is doing in her spa day.
Ouch. Ouch.
Ooh.
Boy. Wow. That feels incredible.
Ya ves. There's nothing a few mimosas and a Thai massage can't fix.
This is amazing.
Two lobsters with lemon herb butter, madam?
I've always wanted to try lobster.
What are you talking about, Gloria? You've been eating lobster since you were 3 months old.
Well, right. What I meant was I've never tried lobster made by this chef. At this time. After a massage. On a Tuesday.
Ah, claro. You know, you always did have a refined palate. Even as a child.
Mm-hmm. What else do you remember from my childhood?
It was the best time. Before the paparazzi, before the scandals, before Raul. You were such a happy little girl. And we made sure you had everything you could possibly want. Dresses, toys, parties. Oh, remember how much you loved riding your pony?
Jesus, I had a pony?
You know, it took a long time for your father and me to have you. It wasn't easy. I always wanted a big family full of children. But having you was more than enough. You are the best thing that's ever happened to me, Gloria.
I never thought I'd hear you say that. Mom? See, what a nice little moment, mm-hmm. The orphan who finally receives the love of a caring mother, blah, blah, blah. But nobody stops to think about me and my feelings. You know how hard it is to watch them eat lobster and get massages? After the whole dying thing, my back is killing me.
Good afternoon, Señorita Gloria. You look relaxed. How was the spa?
Oh, incredible, Estrella. They gave me a massage where a woman walked on my back, and then we ate lobster, and my mom told me about the ponies. Do we still have those?
No, there was an incident.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm very glad you had a good time. Bueno, I'll leave you so you can get some rest. I cleaned up your room and left your diary on your bed.
Right, the diary with the letters. Ay Dios, please be a normal letter in a normal diary filled with normal things.
Dear Gloria, I hope you're doing well and are still receiving my letters. I can't even imagine how many have failed to reach your hands, but if you're reading this, then you need to know that your entire life has been a lie.
What? Gloria, I know this is hard to believe, but the people who raised you are murderers. You're not a Calderon, you're my daughter? Oh, come on!
Sorry, little sis. Looks like your fairy tale life only lasted one day.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman. And by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, Paco Lozano, Raul Esparza, Danny Pino, X Mayo, and Rick Zief. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.